As a prelude to the second annual Accordion Fest in May, there will be an accordion extravaganza, featuring four musicians playing a wide selection of musical styles. The accordion extravaganza is scheduled for 2 p.m. on March 5 at Powell River Academy of Music's James Hall and will feature Karina Inkster and Walter Martella, co-directors of Powell River Accordion Fest, along with special guests Terry Martiniuk and Jessica Colasanto. Martella said it's going to be a showcase for the May Accordion Fest, including some new repertoire. There will be a selection of different musical genres, so there will be tangos, classical music and pieces from the Amelie film soundtrack. "We are going to bring some repertoire that isn't common with the accordion," said Martella. "We have four classical pieces that we have adapted for accordion solo and piano accompaniment. It's a new genre that we haven't experimented with. They are not common on the accordion." Martella said a Chopin piano piece has been adapted for accordion. "We kept the piano part as it would be and I played the melody around it on accordion and improvised," said Martella. "The Chopin Prelude in E minor is never done with jazz improvisation. Jobim wrote a song called How Insensitive, and that song was kind of written from the Chopin Prelude in E minor. The two melodies are super similar." Martella said there is also a Bach Prelude in C major that is also known as the accompaniment for Ave Maria. He said that one can be done solo by any instrument. "Walter just gave me the sheet music and forced me to play it," said Inkster, laughing. "It's pretty interesting," again, said Martella. "Somebody somewhere might have done it on accordion, but I like to improvise a little bit." Inkster said the musicians are trying to expand the stereotype of the accordion. "A lot of people immediately think of waltzes or polkas, but we are expanding the repertoire," said Inkster. The musical arrangements will feature a variety of player combinations. "We are showcasing how the accordion blends itself into different kinds of music," said Martella. Inkster said she and Colasanto are going to perform some duets and the four of the musicians will be playing three pieces together. The musicians have been playing together for several years and are well acquainted with each other's playing. Inkster said at the extravaganza, there will be catering, so those in attendance will be treated to a dessert bar and some savory selections from the Naughty Pretzel Baked Delights. "It will be for Walter's birthday, which is the next day," said Inkster. "It will be different because we've never had food at our events before. There will be an intermission so those in attendance can sample the treats." Admission to the concert is by donation, with a suggested $20 donation.